910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine's President Zelensky arriving for talks with President Trump, marking his third visit to the White House since January. Zelensky asking for more defense weapons, and it comes after President Trump spoke with Russia's leader yesterday, signaling a meeting for both of them in Hungary in the coming weeks. John Bolton, former Trump National Security Advisor, who now draws the ire of President Trump, pleaded not guilty today in a Maryland courtroom to 18 federal counts of retaining and sharing classified information. ABC's Pierre Thomas was in court for Bolton's first appearance.
He said that he had had a chance to review the indictment with his counsel. Again, hearing was over relatively quickly. Bolton now understanding that he faces 18 felony counts, each which carry up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000 per fine. Per count if convicted.
The government shutdown showing no signs of ending. Lawmakers out of session today. The Senate returns Monday for a vote. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 96.9 WBZH.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Recently released Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction data shows over 70% of public school districts in the state will receive less general school aid this year. According to the data, an additional $350 million of general aid will also go to voucher schools this year for an estimated total of over $700 million. In a press conference on Thursday, State Senator Jeff Smith said the data was a harsh reality check for public school districts, showing that the state legislature did not view them as a top priority. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of around 50 educational events next week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, four of the eight species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened. DNR officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. Douglas County officials say one man was killed in a Wednesday morning fire on Amnicon Lake. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, emergency crews responded to the scene of the fire on Finn Point Road at around 8 a.m. on Wednesday. They arrived to find the structure fully engulfed in flames and, after extinguishing the fire, found the body of a 71-year-old man in the basement apartment of the cabin. Authorities believe the man was the only person in the cabin at the time, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Lakeland Family Resource Center in Spooner recently held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to honor receiving accreditation as a Family Resource Center of Quality. The organization received the designation for demonstrating their ability to engage in robust professional development, including evidence-based programs in parenting support, resource coordination, and early childhood services. The facility is the 11th center in the state to receive the accreditation and must reapply for it every 3 years to ensure its policies and procedures are still effective. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over, so... Those types of things happen, your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looking mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers rolling through. Highs close to the 70-degree mark. For tonight's skies clearing out, lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds. On Saturday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies in mid-60s. It's 66 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump still thinks he's a game show host at The Apprentice. Heard this great perspective about Tiffany not getting Trump's endorsement. If Josh Schumann feels like he's got to take some shots at Tiffany, which might weaken him, but it makes him look better to Trump to maybe get the endorsement, this is what Trump likes. He doesn't have any incentive to endorse Tiffany as long as he can keep playing him and Schumann off each other.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. We review the week in the law, especially the federal court that just ruled that Trump can't fire thousands of federal workers. Who knew?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Today, and hot off the press in Newsweek, an opinion piece by one Tom Hartman, ICE violence isn't just about immigration. He talks about what's happening in Portland. I encourage people to go check it out again. The title, ICE violence isn't just about immigration, by radio host Tom Hartman. The some of the points he makes includes when he's on the ground talking about what's happening in Portland and saying, well, what's the deal with the violence? In fact, the point is not the immigration. In fact, much of the point is the violence. And a reason to resist what's happening isn't merely about immigration in some respects, not even primarily about immigration, but about the imposition of state power, tyranny, control, and violence. I don't want to inaccurately paraphrase, it's hot off the presses, but to encourage people to check it out. I want to go to your calls in a second, but what we're ultimately talking about is, for the most part, a lot of people are calling about the No Kings rally. How do we get this president from the plinth and the hall of sleeping kings to the discard pile? How do we turn the page, or I would say more importantly at this moment, or more aptly at this moment, build the movement of the people who will. Let us go to Shreveport. CJ, you're on the air.
Hey, earlier I was singing a bit of the No More King song from Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
That reminded me of a parody done some years ago, shortly after the January 6, 2021 event. That was also a Schoolhouse Rock parody. The chorus, I'll just say the lyrics instead of singing it, no copyright thing. But the chorus lyrics went, insurrections through incitement for sedition, they generally should result in a sentence by incarceration joint or by a fining when the charge is not as strong.
There you go. Thank you very much. I may sing a little bit. I have the lyrics. And I think it's in 1787, I'm told our family. Oh, I'm going to have to do it again. Can we edit that out on live radio? Can we just edit that out? Just take a little snip out of the time space continuum and just snip it out, and then I'll do it again. I'm going to have to practice during the break. I shouldn't do rehearsal on the live radio. I just hear from Sean that the time-space continuum editor is down. We're having technical difficulties with the time-space continuum editor, so we will move on to a call. And I just want to thank everybody for listening to that butchered version of a first line of a song. Kevin, let's wash that from memories with your brilliance.
Kevin from Oxford?
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the side, first of all, I really appreciate you and your dad and Tom. You guys are my mentors.
Oh.
But I was thinking for a sign, start off with, no kings, no fascists, no dictators, no ICE, no military in the streets, no Citizens United, and just like no for everything that we want to say no to and to turn this country around to where we all have a better life.
There you
just
go.
Like no kings, no dictators, no ICE, go. I know it's a long time, but it would just be like just no and then just one word, or whatever.
There you go.
So if anybody wants to use something like that, then go for it.
Kevin, thank you very much. Let's go to Charlie from Redwood Valley, California.
That's me.
Good morning, Jefferson.
It's still morning where I am and where
me?
You are. I absolutely can hear you.
Loud yes. And clear. Hey, first off, man, thank you for your service. Good job.
Well, thanks.
Okay, and I am going to the rally tomorrow.
Great.
In
Redwood Valley or in another place?
Actually, it'll be in Willits. I moved to Willits. I forgot to correct it with the with the phone guy. But,
well, how dare you? How dare you not update Redwood Valley to Willits? How are we going to keep
I'm
it straight?
I'm living in the past.
Man, you got to look ahead. You got to live in the now.
I'm going to be at the rally. I'm going to be singing one of my songs there. I'm a musician.
Nice.
And I'm also going to have a sign. So the song I'm going to sing is called Step Up Now, and it's encouraging people to activate. And then my sign is going to say, the people lead, the leaders follow.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the other side is just going to say, no kings.
Now, this is what you just said is so important. I got to write it down. The people lead, the leaders follow. And that each of us, right, we can't wait for the right elected leader. We have to act in a way that would be elected leaders. See where the power is going and go to it because that's where the power is. That's what we've got to do. And we've got to do that with our voices. We've got to do that with our time. We've got to do that with our resources. We've got to do that with media outlets. We've got to do that with new organizations, right? We have to start building the kind of apparatus that a skilled politician would look. And, I have a friend, we debate from time to time. He said, Jeff, I think politicians are actually good at what they do. I think they're skilled at figuring out what it's going to take to operate amidst the power structure to get elected. They're good at what they do. They're skilled. It's a profession, and they're good at it. And my response is exactly, and how do we know they're good at it? Well, the ones who win are the ones who win, the ones we've heard of. They've been able to navigate that. So my response to him is yes, exactly, which is why we have to lobby the context, which is why we have to make sure the fundament upon which all of this is built in a way that is pro-people, pro-democracy. And I can't say it better than you, and all I did was say it longer than you when you said the people lead, the leaders follow. Last word for you.
Well, when Obama was in office, he said, make me do it.
Yep.
And he was talking to the people. He said, make me do what you want.
Yep.
And that is a real leader.
Yep.
Can I real quick plug my album? I have an album out.
Plug the album,
people
baby.
Plug their books and their websites and things. May I please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Charlie Vaughn. Last name is V-A-U-G-H-A-N, just like Stevie Ray spelled it. And the name of the album is What You Say.
What You Say.
A lot of peace songs on there. It's on Spotify and all the platforms. Anyway, everybody have a great march tomorrow. Be peaceful. Let's turn this thing around.
There you go. Thank you so much, Charlie. Appreciate the plug, too. Andy from Wilmington, Delaware. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I was just listening to Donald Trump bloviate about tariffs and how we're in such strong position and all that stuff.
Yep.
And he claims that there are hundreds of billions of dollars coming into the U.S. Treasury.
Yep.
You and I know who's really paying these tariffs right now.
Yep.
It's either distributors, importers, and an industry that is trying to soften the blow of these tariffs. What I want to ask is this. Has anyone ever thought to interview an importer or interview a distributor or actually interview the people that are shelling out the money for tariffs right at this moment?
Yep. Yeah, and I will say, no, and I appreciate you bringing up that topic, and it is Anything Goes Friday, and it is an important thing that should go. I like the idea of digging in on tariffs. And first of all, let me just say, and I could disagree with lots of the people who listen to this good program, that I don't think that opposition to tariffs need be a fundamental plank of a pro-democracy, pro-worker, pro-middle-class agenda. I think you can make an argument for tariffs. What I think that they need to not be arbitrary. They need not to be based in venality. And what I'd be looking for, and I like what you said, is who's getting hurt, who's paying them. That's good to look into. And I also want to look at who's benefiting. And where is it connected to grift? Where is it connected to graft? Where is it connected to corruption within the current power structure? I'd like to see that. And then we'd know more. But Andy, thank you so much for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. 202-808-9925. We got a line or two open.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and safe.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts, giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice, puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Quinn says the kind of false staples you actually want to hear about and wear on repeat. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather, wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. Sounds great, doesn't it? We have several sweaters from Quince and love them. They're affordable, they're fashionable, they're part of the go-to wardrobe, and it holds up super well. Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise, for instance, has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom. It's a different that time. Instead of .com, I said /Tom instead of... I mean, you get it. I'm experimenting with things. Art of radio. Mike from, is it Anza or Anza, California? I usually know California towns. Ooh. I don't know Anza or Anza.
Well, it's a small place.
What's the population?
7,000 people between Palm Springs and Temecula.
Ah, okay. All right. And pronunciation?
Anza.
Anza. All right. Well, what's the question? Maybe have an Anza. I'm so sorry about that. It's Friday. It's anything goes, and that probably shouldn't have gone. But go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a solution.
Nice.
It bothers me when people keep saying the problem is Trump. They put a name on it. It's Trump. The solution is there has to be 8 billion leaders. The problem is international. It's international money that built him up. Uh-huh. It's corporations. You have to change corporate law. Uh-huh. It has to be an indigenous people thing. The whole structure is attacking all the little people. Only the elites can win.
Yeah. And Mike, did you have a sign idea for that or just the general concept, which is an important one?
I'll just say, so my sign is going to say 8 billion leaders.
Oh, nice. The people lead. The leaders will follow. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Norma from Montgomery, Alabama.
Hi, Jefferson. I just wanted to remind everybody tomorrow to follow the rules. Be kind, smile, wave, take care of each other. And if you have a permit, follow the rules of the permit. Follow the people who organized, and don't confront. Back up if you have to. And stay safe. Look out for each other. And have fun.
It is a wonderful reminder. And I'll go back. In fact, I should say before the close of the show, the principles we were working on yesterday, the principles for protests. And my top two, which I like to say, if I only have a little bit of time, I like to say both of them. Run your protest so the people watch it want to join it. And run your protest so the people who watch it think that the people protesting should have and wield more power. Think about the viewer. Thank you so much, Norma, for your call and your participation. Larry from Los Angeles.
Hi. I'll give you my sign first. Trump's two terms has lost Americans 2 million jobs so far. Mm. And that's where it stands right now. All this talk that he does about bringing American jobs back, he's failed miserably.
Yep.
And the other thing that I wanted to point out is This is Trump's 1,730th day in office. That's 4 years and 9 months.
Yep.
Of fecklessness. That he has done nothing. And one of the things he's trying to do is he's trying to catch up with Obama's record of deporting people. And he's not there yet. But he's trying to do that with our military. Understand that Obama did it without the military. He did not have to invade American cities to get people out of the country. Trump is using our military against the American people.
Yeah.
And he's invading our cities with yep. our military that we paid for. He never paid taxes. He didn't buy that military. We bought it. And now he's using it against the American people. And Donald Trump is king of deficits, debt, and job loss. That's one thing he is king of. He's got the record on all of those right now. No other American president has ever had two terms.
That's another sign. King of job loss is pretty good. That I think that
yeah, and deficits.
Yep.
And debt.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
All of those.
That's a theme. That's a theme, Larry. That's a useful theme, right? Imagine there's 50 signs, and each one of them is a king of blank, right? King of job loss, king of deficits. You can fill in the blank, and that's catchy. That's interesting. And I like it because it's connected to the theme of the overall thing. I also like communications that are fact-based, not always. Values-based is good. Rhyme-based can be fun. But fact-based are also interesting and can be persuasive, just at least so there's a historical record of this stuff. Larry, as always, thank you so much.
Okay, you can add corruption to that also, king of corruption.
Oh, there you go. I'm writing it down.
All right.
Thank you, Larry. Going on to another Larry from Hyattsville, Maryland. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello. Hi, Jeff. Calling from the epicenter of federal government. I just wanted to point out a few things, and I think about a lot of the...
We're almost going to break, so go quick. Sorry, I picked you up right before the break.
Okay, is there any way I can stay over after the break?
Yep.
Okay, can I do that then?
Start, though.
Okay, what I was going to say is that this is reminiscent of the 60s and what happened with the alphabet agencies and some of the protests that they conspired to do things that were harmful to the image of the entire protest. And I wanted to continue that after the break.
Oh, all right. It's a good tease. How is this protest in this context reminiscent of the 1960s? And what can we learn from that? Well, that's called the tease in the business. And by the business, I mean the industry. 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
That's what I just said, 202-808-9925. How is this protest in this context reminiscent of the 60s, and how can we learn from that?
Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards.
Thank you for having me. What we've done lately is, and we're incredibly excited about this, is we've added mouth tape to every purchase. And a mouth tape, I've treated thousands and thousands of patients. My patients say that the mouthpiece is great, but using it together with the mouth tape was the most significant change and difference that they've had. So we are incredibly excited about that.
Tell us about the campaign for breast cancer research. You've started with ZYPPA, and you've set this fundraising goal of $50,000. Have you been personally affected by breast cancer?
Everyone I know literally has come across or been affected or dealing with someone who has or had breast cancer.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we just lost one of our dearest friends a few months ago after a long battle. This awful cancer has to be stopped. The truth is, your immune system gets ravaged. And when you're fighting cancer cells or you're on radiation or chemotherapy, you don't get that quality sleep, the REM sleep. So everybody who buys a pink mouthpiece, October's the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to donate $10 from the sale of every mouthpiece, which is going to come with the mouth tape as well, in honor of those who've been afflicted, to get this research and really get a cure going here.
How can our listeners be part of this campaign and make a difference?
It's simple. Just go to our website. It's zypaha.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zypaha.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the events from the weekend, including local Kings rallies across Wisconsin. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents traveling along roadways, waterways, and recreational trails this fall to remember the move-over law. According to a press release, DNR wardens patrol a wide variety of terrain, and the move-over law is meant to prevent possible collisions with stopped emergency vehicles or workers. The DNR is also reminding residents that state law requires them to slow down when approaching a stopped ATV or UTV on trails, as well as near patrol boats with their blue lights or siren on. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the elk and pheasant hunting seasons will officially open on Saturday. According to a press release, 13 hunters were randomly selected from a pool of over 26,000 applicants to participate in this year's elk hunting season. The pheasant season will run through January 4th, and hunters will have a limit of one rooster per day this weekend and two roosters per day beginning on Monday. More information on the hunting seasons and regulations are available on the DNR website. With new state legislative districts set to go into effect for the 2026 election, Wisconsin State Senator Romaine Quinn has announced he will seek re-election in the newly drawn 23rd State Senate District. State Senator Quinn currently represents the 25th State Senate District, covering the counties in the more northern parts of western Wisconsin like Ashland, Burnett, and Sawyer counties. The new 23rd State Senate District is located a little further to the south, including Rusk, Price, and Barron counties, as well as parts of Chippewa and Dunn counties. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake this weekend to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature things like a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looking mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers rolling through. Highs close to the 70-degree mark. For tonight's skies clearing out, lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds. On Saturday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies in mid-60s. It's 66 at our studios.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matinair.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app,
T. Chwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of New Wisco Weekend, Lisa Hale, to talk some color television. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr comes by with great tunes and fun talks.
Nightlight with P. Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer available only at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. That's GetNativePath, GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our loyal listeners. Thank you for listening for the first time. Your entry well of democracy, your local watering hole, your grinning lion tavern of hope, resisting those who might be a little disappointed perhaps about the end of Slaver's Market. We appreciate you being here. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Let's go straight back to your calls. Ben from Chicago, Illinois, also known as Illinois.
Hey, Illinois. Hey, Jefferson. Nice talking with you. Love your dad. Love you. I had a couple of ideas for us tonight. I don't know if anybody's hit on them yet, but one would simply say kind of a double play on words. This is a sign, people, wake up. And the other would be, don't ignore the warning signs. They're all around you.
Hmm. I like don't ignore the warning signs. And I like the other one, this is a sign, wake up.
Yeah, just simply right to the sign, you know, double play like I
no,
said.
No, I love it. I get the joke and I love it. It's great.
All right. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too. And thank you for it. I got it. Pretty soon, I'm going to have to share the list because the list is getting pretty good and pretty long. All right. Let's go to our friend Jeff from Portland, Oregon. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, happy Friday, Jefferson. As always, excellent job co-hosting or guest hosting this week. And
co-hosting. Today, my dog is right. George is right here next to me. So I'm sort of co-hosting.
He's a great co-host, yeah.
He's a good job. He's a good boy.
And you know, today, especially the vibe of the calls seems very buoyant. That's a great sign because, you know, as AOC has said, what wannabe dictators like Trump rely on is the impression of power and the perception of inevitability. So as you say, Jeff, you know, we need to redouble our efforts. Courage is contagious. Let's protest for our economic and democratic rights. Let's elevate our moral clarity and sense of humanity. We cannot stand by idly by when masked men with no IDs are snatching people off our streets and disappearing them with no charges and no due process. That's not democracy. That's fascism, and it's happening right now in America. So, you know, the first No Kings protest had about 5 million people. Let's make it 10 million tomorrow. And let's do it the Portland way with joy and fun. Halloween's a couple weeks away. I hope people follow Portland's lead and dress up in costumes and say no kings, no clowns with crowns, anti-MAGA, anti-fascism. What do you think?
Love it, Jeff. I can't say it better. Here's a response. Somebody just said, a friend of mine, actually a neighbor of mine, just sent me a little meme, a little tweet, whatever, going around the internet. It says, as a Brit, I had already made the decision not to set foot in the United States until the orange fascist block wobble, use a slightly different word that I want to make sure is not a curse word. I don't speak British. Ever since the revolution, I committed to not speak British, had departed. This hasn't changed, but I have identified a city that would definitely be a place to visit once all this effery, he used a ruder word than that, is over. Portland, you are winning the hearts of people all around the world. The costumes are great. They're hilarious. And yeah, it's just about Halloween. And a plug for Halloween for next year, a thing that we invented some years ago under the idea that, you know, it might be too old to trick or treat, but never too old to trick or vote, was in fact a costume, get out the vote canvas, because when's Halloween? Halloween's right before Election Day. So love the Halloween stuff. It's great. Clay from Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Hi, Jefferson. This is referring to your rant at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
About the young Republicans and the culture. Well, I just want to say that that is exactly why Charlie Kirk was so despicable, because he contributed greatly to that. Yeah. And they worship him for that, for inspiring all that hatred and stuff.
No, and now the fight is, by attacking anybody who criticizes him, now the fight is to try to turn him into some symbol of virtue and try to use it as a cudgel against people who disagree with his ideas. And even setting aside Charlie Kirk, who are the, and what are the young people within the manosphere or the magosphere or the conservative movement who are teaching compassion, who are teaching tolerance, who are teaching democracy, who are teaching teaching equality? Who are they?
Surely you jest.
Yeah. Oh. Clay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mike from Bellevue.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my name's Mike in Bellevue. I am calling to...
What a coincidence.
A little addendum to something I called the other day. Regarding the protest tomorrow, instead of having it to be just a marching, why not have them offer something to the guards, like flowers?
Yeah, I still like that idea.
Yeah, have your florist give you some, donate some flowers, or take some from your own garden.
Yeah.
I just love the optics that that'll look like to Trump.
Yeah, no, I think it's fun. And by the way, I have become a little bit of a gardener. My 17-year-old self might tease me, but I am now, I have flowers, and I grow them, and I water them, and I give them to my wife. It's like I've become a part of my life. I don't know what I'm becoming. Mike, thank you so much for the call.
You bet. I'll hold.
Cheers. Jim from Vancouver, you're on the air.
Oh, this is exciting. Hey, these have been a whole bunch of really great lines to put on protest
Agreed.
Signs. But it's hard to get any traction with them. And what I do, and I found pretty cathartic, is I write postcards.
Love it.
And I handwrite a postcard, and I try and be as snarky and sarcastic as possible, and I'll send them to Republican senators.
Yeah.
And I'll address it to the staff, send it to one of their local offices, and I send one to Schumer, to attention APAC staffer.
Yeah.
And maybe they turn it over and read it. But then on their return address, like I'll put the address of the New York City Democratic Committee for the one I sent to Schumer, or for the, I'll send one to Grassley about soybeans and, aid to Argentina,
yep.
And address it to the soybean staffer. And it probably doesn't do any good, but it makes me feel as good as going out and standing on the street.
Let me say two things, and thank you, Jim, and I like both, and but you said something really important, which is that our acts of democracy are not only for their impact, they're also for us. They're also so that we don't go gently into that good night. They're also, so when we go to bed and we're asking, what are we doing? We at least have something to point to so that we don't have to share in full responsibility for the atrocities being committed nearby, because we are doing something. Even if that something is spitting into a huge wind or pouring a droplet into an ocean, at least we're not adding to a desert. At least we're not just adding to a torrential wind. At least we're doing something, and we can sleep better. Some of why resistance and protests and moral action and pro-democracy work is worth doing is for you, just for you. Radiating out somewhat, it's also for the person next to you, so they know that they're not alone. If I told you the buddy story, man's driving down a country road, and he crashes into a ditch. And to his good fortune, a guy with a strong pulling horse named Buddy comes up to rescue him. And he ties the horse to the car. And he says, "Pull, Billy, pull." And the horse doesn't do anything. It was, pull, Betsy, pull. Still, nary a flicker. And finally, he says almost nonchalantly, he says, pull, buddy, pull. And the horse very easily pulls the car out of the ditch. And the driver, he's very appreciative. He says, thank you very much, sir, but why'd you call the horse by the wrong name? And the driver says, you have to understand, buddy's blind. If he thought he was the only one pulling, he wouldn't even try. Why do we get together like this? Yeah, we got to be talking to the people who aren't in the meetings. It is useful to get the choir to sing, but it's also useful to be in the choir so someone else knows that they too can show up, so they know that they are not alone. You are not alone. Some of the acts you do are for you. Some of the acts you do are for the person next to you. I believe they will have a bigger impact, but at least they will have an impact on you, and they'll have an impact on the person next to you. And thank you for that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speed round after this. We can try to get to everybody before the big, big finish.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matt Nair on Air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one department of agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt behind for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after somebody passes. That's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take away that burden. It makes organizing your most important documents simple so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial info, even plans for your pets is in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home, no lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's the Knock Box, THENOK box.com, promo code TOM16 to save 16%, theknockbox.com. Get organized and save. Save you money. Save your descendants time and grief. We are back. No Kings rally tomorrow. Indicated by the energy here. Can it break the 5 million of the previous time? We'll see. But what is clear is that we should have no kings. And that this king is not the king of a city on a hill. He is Davy Jones Locker. He's worse than the lair of Captain Barbossa. Less than the king of the sky high, more the lord of Waterdeep. Starting from Waterdeep Harbor and pirating all his way to Waterdeep Castle. And our job is to resist the castle, to resist the king, to be a democracy, to embody what the flag is supposed to be. Brett, feed round from Milwaukee.
Yes. Oh, Dave, George, and Jefferson, thanks for taking my call.
There you go. Hey, he's right here.
My sign, one side I'm going with a Voltaire quote that says, if someone can make you believe absurdities, they can make you commit atrocities.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I'll go with a little humor. And it's saying, the only kings I need are drinking and smoking weed.
That's great. Let's just promote, I don't know, there's something about Field of Greens and then that. And just put them together and, I don't know, something will happen. Thank you very much. Joe from Kent, Washington. It's you.
Hey, welcome to the best program today anywhere. My point is I went to the copier today to get a sign laminated.
Nice.
For tomorrow, which is I have a picture of Ruth Bader Ginsburg that says, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. At the bottom, it says, I dissent. The suggestion from the printer was to put the date on your poster because they didn't want any other people taking pictures of the media, running it as some other date, and using it. So surprise, surprise.
That's an interesting idea.
Anyway, just a little tip that I got this morning that I thought was excellent.
That's a great one. Okay, so the tip of the day, and that's not to diminish others, but the one that literally had not occurred to me came yesterday. What I'd thought of, I'd suggested carrying a flag before. I have a little flag sticker on the back of my pickup. But the idea that came yesterday was carrying the flag as a measure of protection. I really like that idea. It was really smart. And I like yours, too, because I've seen what's happened in Portland is they're showing protest footage for years ago to try to make the case of what's happening now. They don't want to show pictures of inflatable frogs. They want to show tear gas from 5 years ago. So thank you very much, Joe. It's a great tip.
Great. Good. Thank you. I'm glad I could share that. And everybody get out there tomorrow and be peaceful.
There you go. Get out there tomorrow and be peaceful. Is it Helena from Vancouver?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hello.
To add to this, tomorrow when I'm going to go to the protest, I'm going to have a whistle with me. So if I see something that is out of line, I'm going to whistle and point finger that direction.
Helena, that's great.
And also, I'm not going to do this, but for those who are somewhat thinking that they might be arrested, to carry additional tracking device, because when the phone is taken away, your family doesn't know where you are.
Tracking device. That's interesting. Pretty, yeah, you guys wear a, yeah. Heck, you wear a little thing you can track on your iPhone. But thank you, Helena. Very good. I think this is our last caller, Lorna from Chico, California.
Hello, Jefferson. Thank you. The last No Kings rally had a sign that imprinted on me. It was called FAUX King Trump. Faux King Trump.
Thank you very much, Lauren. I appreciate it. And let me say thank you to everybody. I really appreciate the hospitality you've shared me since we have been here this week. Let me go over quickly the... can we have this camera? Let me go over quickly some... Thank you very much. Let me go over quickly some of the protest principles that we went through yesterday. All right, just as a matter of review. Principle one, if people see you do it, will they want to join you? Principle two, if people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Codicil to that, lead with love. Third, turn the other cheek. Learn from Jesus, learn from Martin Luther King Jr., learn from Gandhi. Four, consider the story you're telling. No Kings tells a good story. Five, build tectonic energy. Build the list. Follow up. Have some things to do beyond the protest, whether it's the next protest or something else. Postcards to congresspeople, knocking on doors, legislative candidates, you name it. Something to be won. Seven, if your political opponent wants you to do it, might not be the right move. Include fun. Look for moments of joy. Nine, if attacked, redouble your efforts. 10, record the efforts. Make history, record that history. Courage. 12, location, location, location. We have lots of great sign ideas, and I just want to say that somebody said we're feeling buoyed. I think so, too. It's a lesson that some of why we do this is for one another. In the big picture, yes, but even in the smaller picture, for one another, because I felt the energy today, because that energy was of hope, not because we thought things were going to be different in 3 days, but because we were going to be doing something in one day, and we could then do more things in a few days. Thank you for doing those things. You're the coalition of benevolently irrational, good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. I am Jeff Smith. Tom Hartman will be back with you next week.
For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump holding talks with Ukraine's President Zelensky, the president pushing for Russia to end the war in Ukraine, telling reporters he had a good talk with Russia's leader yesterday, and also mentioned Ukraine could get long-range missiles.
We're going to be talking about Tomahawks, and would much rather have them not need Tomahawks, would much rather have the war be over.
The president says he'll meet with Russia's president in Hungary in the coming weeks. A royal fallout for Prince Andrew, putting out a statement today that he's giving up his title and honors. Andrew says it comes after a discussion with King Charles and his family about ongoing accusations that distract from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. Andrew continues to face allegations of maintaining ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He'll still be able to use the title of Prince. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. Senate lawmakers returning Monday, hopefully to take up another vote on a stopgap measure. This is ABC News.